This episode is sponsored by State Farm. You a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Well, look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers. They're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
Live from Joe's mom's basement, it's the Stacking Benjamin Show. I'm Joe's mom's neighbor, Doug, and did your holiday fund make it to December? Mine went down in flames after that Mattress Express 2-for-1 sale back in July, but good news, I just bought some authentic Mamma Mia DVDs still in their original Ziploc bags from some dude in the Kmart parking lot. My budget problems are solved! To stick with that theme, today we're talking money, 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 and the most expensive month of the year. To teach us how to get through the holidays without breaking the bank, we welcome from the financial grown-up, Bobby Rebell. Also, from LenPenzo.com, it's Agneta Asse Falskagergigan from ABBA. No, that's a lie. She's busy promoting her new album. It's just Len Penzo. And, of course, we have our very own dancing queen, OG. Finally, the winner will take it all, see what I did there, if they guess the correct answer to my trivia. And now a guy whose only connection to Sweden is his love of IKEA meatballs, it's Joe Saul Sehy.
And who doesn't love a good IKEA meatball? Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Meatballs for the Win podcast. I'm Joe Saul Sehy, Average Joe Money on Twitter. And what a crew we have with us today. A bunch of meatballs across the desk from me here. It's Mr. OG. How are you, my friend?
Meatheads, I think is what you're looking meat, for.
Maybe. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Did you say IKEA meatballs? Is that what he said?
You've never had the IKEA. Tell me you've never had the IKEA meatballs.
I've been to IKEA one time in my life, and it was one time too many.
And you got lost halfway through the store, and somebody had to escort you out, figure out how to get you out of there?
I couldn't escape. It was very claustrophobic.
It is. It's an all-day thing, whether you want it to be. And a guy who it's all day to get in and out of his bunker deep under Los Angeles, Mr. Len Penzo's here.
Hey, Joe, I just want to thank you for having the courage to take a chance on me today.
Nice. No. Yes. Have you heard the new ABBA album, by the way?
No, I have not. You know, I was so busy today. People who have employed and they have to do their healthcare stuff. You have to pick your new healthcare providers and all that, or updates and stuff. Well, part of the thing I had to do today, the company, as part of the process, they make you go through all this long questionnaire, like, what's your blood pressure? You know, how much fatty foods do you eat in a week?
What's your social security number? What's your mother's maiden name?
Well, not that stuff, but all the, what's your cholesterol and all this stuff? You know, do you exercise? Oh my God, it's like a 20-minute process. But the carrot at the end, what they try to give to you is, I guess they run all your answers through an algorithm, and basically they give you this your real life biological age.
Did they really?
Your answers. Yes. Can you? Yes. And guess what mine? Guess what mine's came out to be?
87.
It said I died 3 years ago.
We have reviewers of this show that think you died 3 years ago, Len. For some reason, you just keep coming back. But did they really give you your age?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's actually 1 year older than what I am. Is it really? So I got some work to do.
Yeah. Yeah. So speed it along and stop talking about the IKEA meatballs. You've had the IKEA meatballs.
No, but my daughter loves them. Remember, she just went last week to go, her and her friend, they go maybe once a month to IKEA to get the meatballs.
Yes, it's just heaven. Speaking of heaven, the woman here saving this show from the Financial Grown Up podcast and my former co-host on Money with Friends. Aww. I've missed her so much. Bobby Rebel is here.
I miss you too, but we've both been busy writing books. Your book's coming out soon.
And when does your book come out? Can you tell everybody what your book's about yet?
I can. It's called Launching Financial Grownups. It is on pre-sale, but it's super early. Yours is out right at the turn of the new year, very soon.
Yes.
Very soon. And you're going to be on my podcast, which is now called Money Tips for Financial Grownups. And so we will heavily promote your book.
That's exactly what I want to hear. That's why you're my best. That's why you're my best friend, Bobby, right there.
Your book, can we just say what your book is? It's called Stacked, Your Super Serious Guide to Modern Money Management. So we're going to promote it heavily on the Money Tips for Financial Grownups. So I want everyone who subscribes to this huge podcast, Stacking Benjamins, to please come. Please come support my little podcast, Money Tips for Financial Grownups.
You are everybody.
So you can hear Joe.
Yeah, exactly. Because they don't hear me promoting the book at all here. They don't hear it at all here. Never. Yes.
No.
Yes. And by the way, everybody, and we didn't say this earlier, we are live on the Fireside app and we got Bobby here. We got Len here. We got OG and Doug. You know what we're going to talk about? As Doug mentioned, how do you survive this holiday season now that we've made it past Thanksgiving and we are rolling into what is predictably the most expensive months of the year? How do we get it done? We're about to find out. But first, this episode is sponsored by State Farm. You a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Well, look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers. They're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today. It's Military Appreciation Month, and I want to share appreciation for one of our stackers I met in Cleveland for the second time. Keith. Keith just drove his car off the road. But Keith, a proud military member, I enjoyed seeing Keith. And you know what? Eric was there too, who was in the Marines, but both of these fine gentlemen served our country that I met in Cleveland. I want to give a shout out to them. And this Military Appreciation Month, Navy Federal Credit Union wants to celebrate not just Keith and Eric, but all their members who go above and beyond. Navy Federal offers member-only exclusive rates, discounts, and tools to empower their members and help them reach their goals. They offer 24/7 help from their U.S.-based member service centers. They offer resources like Best Cities After Service to help veterans transition to civilian life and Best Careers for Military Spouses to support our military families. All branches of the military, veterans, DOD employees, and their families are eligible for Navy Federal membership. Visit NavyFederal.org/celebrate this month, and you'll see all of our Military Appreciation Month offers and other Navy Federal offers. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. All right, now we're ready to roll. Let's get this party started. Well, if you've heard this podcast before, you know that normally we highlight the work of a prominent or sometimes not so prominent blogger, but somebody with a great idea or maybe a mediocre idea that we want to call out a little bit, but an idea nonetheless that we read about. Well, this is a special episode that we try to do every year, which is what are the top ways that our team uses, people who are very financially successful, what do they use to survive the holidays? And maybe here later on too, our team of people hanging out with us here on the Fireside app, what tips may they have to get them through? So I asked the team for the top three, and I think, OG, let's start with you. We're going to go in order. We're going to go the wrong way. We're going to do your number three tip, then your number two, and we'll save the number ones for the last, for the end. So OG, what's your number three tip to saving the holiday season, getting through the holiday season with your wallet intact?
Let's just be clear. All of mine are number one, always.
Always. Yes, there is no.
There is no second or third.
If you're second, you're the first loser, right?
Yeah, I was playing golf with Mrs. OG last yesterday, and we had this couples tournament, and we had a couple of bad holes, and she's like, "Wow, you know, just have fun." I'm like, "I'm not out here to have fun." She's like, "We can all tell. Like, I'm here to win. We're not winning, and I'm mad."
You make that known. Yes. So, and if I'm not having fun, nobody's having fun. All right. Yeah. What's your first number one?
I'm not happy until you're not happy. All right. So in order of importance, I kind of like doing a gift exchange. Here's what I mean by that. So instead of, you know, you've got 25 nieces and nephews and moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas, and, you know, that list gets longer and longer every year. Instead, just say, you know what, let's just have one person give one person a gift. You know, so I don't have, you know, I don't have to buy all of my nieces and nephews a gift. We're going to draw out of a hat, and I've got one, and I'll make it thoughtful and make it about that person. And I'll give one gift and I'll get one gift, and that's fine.
What a great idea.
Thank you. I told you it was tied for number one.
It is fantastic. And it's great for two reasons. Number one is obviously the obvious financial savings, but two, I often get a bunch of gifts from people where, you know, it felt more like an obligation and I accept it, but it's
more. You get the $25 gift card from like six people, and then you gave away $25 gift cards to six people, and you're like, this is so dumb.
Yeah. Why don't we just exchange a bunch of crap?
Why don't we just do that?
Number two, with that one person I know from people that have done that, and we've only done that one year in our family, which was last year, and it was great. But you spend a lot more time than picking something for that one person that they're really going to appreciate. I think that's awesome. Len, have you guys done anything like that in your family?
We do that, every year.
You do that now?
Yes, we do.
Nice. Uh-huh. Yeah. It works out really well, I assume.
It works out. You know what? There's been a couple times, let's say 90% of the time, but there are times that, people will make suggestions. Hey, this person wants B for Christmas. And that gets out, and then that person doesn't get B for Christmas, and that person gets mad at Christmas. So it has happened on rare occasion.
Bobby, do you do that around the holidays?
You know, we do like cousins gift exchanges. Yeah. So we have like one night, we have Hanukkah, and we have one night in Hanukkah. My family will try to get together every year, and the parents will generally talk about what the kids want, and then each cousin is assigned a different cousin. So it's nice. Kind of like the gift exchange, but it's among cousins, and that's sort of nice. And then I guess the parents don't get that.
Do you assign or do you draw them out of a hat? We draw them out of a Christmas hat, all the names, and match them up that way.
I delegate to another family member to be in charge of assigning.
I would assign them in my family because I know who gives the good gift. So I'd want to be the one assigning. That's my goal. Give somebody else the bad gift, but give me the other person. Bobby, what's your number three tip on your list of three?
So my number three is to send someone memberships, vouchers, or subscriptions. And the reason it's very good, especially this year, is because you can really control the cost, and you also don't lose points if it doesn't arrive on time, because it will arrive on time. So for example, I sent someone just now a subscription for 3 months to this cocktail service. It's actually called Cocktail Courier. I have no, you know, affiliation with them. And you can send them as frequently as you want. So you can send it every 2 weeks for 3 months. They'll get a little cocktail making kit. You can send it with or without alcohol. And so you can really control the price when you do something like that. And it gives them an activity and something to do that they wouldn't do for themselves. Also sending memberships, like if it's a family, you can send them a membership to a zoo, something that's outdoor activity in many cases, and they can go. They haven't been out a lot recently. So again, it's something they might not spend on themselves, but it'll give them something to do. And it's usually pretty affordable. You can do different membership levels.
That's a great idea.
So whatever fits your budget. And then you can do it with them. You can be like, let's all go to the zoo. And you know that it's going to be free for them for the year.
Did I hear you right that you can do the Cocktail Courier without alcohol?
Yes, you can. It'll just give you like the mixers. And then you can bring, like if it's a vodka drink, you can order for somebody without the vodka, and then they can have their own vodka.
Gotcha.
Or they'll send little bottles. But you know why it's really good? Because I've obviously ordered it for my own family, for my husband. We did it last winter, actually, when we were down in Florida, and we had it come down there. And
there's a lot of things where, you know, you don't necessarily have bitters in your house. These little, the things that the bartenders put in the drink.
Yeah.
So it will have little tiny bottles of those ingredients that are sort of not the everyday pantry items that you would have. Like you would have, I mean, we all have, let's face it, giant bottles of vodka in our freezer.
You know, because of COVID.
We won't have the little other things.
Because of COVID, you had to have all that alcohol, right?
We had everything.
Yes.
Yeah. Still, we've got a good supply still. We're good.
OG, you're big on the subscription bandwagon too, I know. You really like that approach.
We've done it a couple of times and mixed reactions.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, like mixed outcomes, I should say.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know? Yeah, certainly, you know, Jelly of the Month Club.
Not
probably
so much.
Doesn't sit very well, you know, as Clark W. Grizzold found out.
We did a science one for my niece that was really cool. Like a new science experiment came and showed up every month. And that was really neat. And I did a Beer of the Month Club for people for a little bit. That was also well received.
I'm on board with the drinking one, though.
I know. You wrote down the cocktail one, didn't you?
Exactly.
Yes.
I just liked how Bobby's like, so obviously we did this for ourselves.
Of
course you had to check out the packaging and make sure it was suitable.
Quality control, Bobby, right?
100%.
All the way.
Yes. Mr. Penzo, how about you? What's your number three?
Well, I'm going to go with, actually my number three was what OG said, so I'll zip on by that one. Make your own gifts. Always a good way to save money.
I can't imagine. What's a homemade gift? Unless it's that damn lasagna you served me when I was at your house, which you can make that for me anytime.
That actually is one. We have friends and they come over and we make, she loves my pizza. So we come and give her a pizza for a gift. We'll put it in a box and I'll even deliver it if need be, because they're right down the street. Put it in a nice box, deliver it. But you can make all kinds of things. There's art you can do. You can make, I mean, just if you want ideas, go to Etsy or something. I mean, you can see so many different homemade things that you can do. It's amazing the things you can make if you just think about it.
But I love this idea that you love food and you make great food and you're giving somebody something that comes directly from you. And I mean, obviously it's something that you both share with them.
Yeah, well, exactly right. Yeah. I mean, you get to get it together. You can share, the gift, you have fun. Yeah. It's just, and it's inexpensive. And you know what? It's more memorable than just something you pick up at the, you know, wherever. You're just, you know what I'm saying? It's the personalness of it.
I love that. So if those are number threes, I can't wait to hear everybody's number two and number one. Before we get to that, Doug, you got one?
I wasn't planning on this, but there's a few things that I do around this time of year. But a new one for me this year, I just read recently that the average person spends $15,000 a year on makeup. So I got permanent makeup. That was what I did this year. And it's like $800.
Nice.
And I'm never going to have to do eyeliner again or my eyebrows. I'm set.
People tattoo there. Don't they tattoo their eyebrows now or their
eyeliner? Yeah, that's the route I went. Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent.
Let's dive into our, now that we got that out of the way, for those of you that are joining us live here on Fireside, we are talking about tips to survive the holidays with your wallet intact. And we got a lot of gift giving ideas for the first ones, or way to save money on gifts. So, OG, let's launch into our second one, or as far as, the way you like to phrase it, your second number one of three number ones.
My other number one. I think that when you're starting to think about holiday giving, it can get out of hand in a hurry if you don't go into it with a plan. And this is kind of cheating to say, have a plan. But what I mean by it specifically is almost like you got to draw up almost like a little pro forma about who's getting what. You know, you start listing out, we were talking about cousins and nieces and nephews and grandmas and grandpas and moms and dads and all that, you know, the money for the newspaper delivery person, you know, like all these things, right? And if you set up a list of all of that first, and now you start assigning things to it, dollars, like, okay, I'm going to spend $50 on grandma and $100 on me for booze, and, you know, $50 for grandpa and another $100 on me for booze, like Bobby does, then, you know, those numbers add up and it becomes a little sobering. See what I did there? But it also gives you the opportunity to make adjustments in advance. I think far too often we just get into the holiday kind of season, you know, and it's like, oh, I got to pick something up. I got to pick something up. Oh, we're going to this party. I should bring something. And then you get to the end of the year and, like you're talking about, your pocketbook is not intact. So go into it with the list in advance.
We let's see if she's still here, because we have this team of people that come on every week, and one person who's on every week with us is Paula Pant from Afford Anything. And Paula has the week off, but she still shows up when it's her week off.
That's because I don't understand how to read a calendar.
Well, while you're here, we're going to let you go here in a second, Paula. But while you're here, we're doing our tips to survive the holiday. So what is it with your wallet intact? What is yours?
To survive the holidays.
She doesn't even know what the topic is. This is fantastic.
I know, right? To survive the holidays with your wallet intact. All right. You know what? I think in terms of gift giving, like making food for other people, like just fresh baked cookies.
Listen to this, Len. Listen to this one, Len.
That's a great idea, Paula.
What?
This was Len's first one.
Oh. All right. Well, in that case, I take that back. I'm sure this is obvious. Not traveling during like super busy time periods.
No, nobody's talked about travel. But
oh, excellent. Yes, excellent.
Plan your travel around other. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Like holiday travel. I mean, not only is it expensive if you go during those peak days, but also it's just crowded. No one likes the airport during the holidays. No one likes to be on the road. So the more that you can adjust your travel schedule to either minimize travel around the holidays, and if you must, do it during like off-peak days, like do it on a Wednesday instead of on a Friday.
That is a fantastic tip. And now go back on your, speaking of holiday, go back on your holiday. Get off my stage.
All right. See you later.
We'll see you. That is so funny. Bobby Rebel, what's your number two?
By the way, it was so great to have Paula. She's now in New York with me, which is so cool. I saw her just last week in person. Our mutual friend Stephanie had a little lunch for a few of us friends, and it was so great to see Paula. So I'm glad she stopped by. So my number two, some people are going to think is genius, and some people will think I am evil. So, this is what people can do. And I think it will work very well for parents of young children and people that have much older relatives and friends to give. And that is starting a little bit early, like now at the latest. So if you have a little kid, start removing toys from their room that they don't ever use, that they loved very briefly and then forgot. And you put them away for a couple months. Okay. So now is the time to start if you haven't started yet. And you put them away. And you have two choices. You can either rewrap them and give them to your children or your older relatives, if that's, a situation too, that maybe their memories aren't as strong or they haven't used them in a couple of years. Rewrap it. And it's seriously, I know that sounds crazy, but like it works. It's like it's new again. It's crazy.
So, hold on a second. You said if grandma can't remember if she got that before, you should wrap it up and give it to her again?
Yes.
If her memory's not very good?
Yes, it is. And she will love it. She will love it. But it works especially well with children because they do. They get so excited about a new gift and then they forget about it a month later and it's like they never had it.
And then you just give it to them again the next year.
Yeah, but this is a takeoff on something that parents, we actually do. So kids get too many toys and they build up so much, especially because, relatives give them so many presents at their birthday and at holidays and so on. And there's just too much. And so what I would do when my son is younger is you rotate them out and you just take, like a third of the toys out and you put them away somewhere else. And then you rotate them in so the room is not too crowded with toys. So this is basically something very similar to that because they don't see it anymore. Like they play with it and then they sort of, it's on their shelf, but they don't see it. So if you remove it and then you show it to them again in a new way, it's like it's new and they're just excited.
What I'm so impressed about, Bobby, is you're committed to this. You are not there's no laughter. Totally serious. This is a real thing for you.
It is a real thing. And I think many parents will appreciate it. And many have done it because their children, they don't remember getting these gifts. I'm talking about young kids. I'm not talking about a 14-year-old.
Yes.
But if you have a 3-year-old and you gave them a gift a year ago and they played with it for a week and then they weren't interested anymore and it's been sitting on a shelf, if you wrap it up again and give it to them, it's a new toy.
All right, Joe, we're having Bobby on again in January, let's say, and I want to see how this works out. I want actual footage.
You know the youngest kids, like two, maybe even three. It's been a while. I can't kind of forget it, but they don't even care what's in the box. They like the box. Just give them an empty box.
Yes, give them the box.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Thank you.
That's a money-saving one.
It is. No, but it really is. And they will play with, you know, look, the parents are with me on this. Every parent listening to the show is saying, yes, I agree. Yes. They will play with a wrapping paper.
Yes.
Wrapping paper. They will draw on it. That is just as good as any fancy coloring book you're going to get them. They will draw on the blank side of the wrapping paper. It works.
I think this also works right with grandma, who's having trouble remembering things as well. Paulette, our awesome writer hanging out with us, just texted me and said, you know, do that with grandma and give her like her jewelry back. And she just thinks you're awesome. And she's like, it looks like the one I saw in 1918. It's great. It's fantastic.
Yes. Or a photo album, or like if you gave them a mug. Like an I love you grandma mug
Why don't you give your wife grandma's jewelry?
Because grandma
that's
doesn't
even better.
Remember.
That's two birds
it's perfect.
With one stone.
It's great with everybody. And Paulette's now texting me in all caps saying that's not what I said. So, but it was sure funny though, still Paulette. Len, what's your number two?
I don't know if I should say this one or not. I mean, this is kind of controversial. We always in our neighborhood, we gave gifts to all the neighbor kids. And, you know, you have lots of, plus you have your nephews and your nieces and your cousins you're going to give gifts to. So we implemented an 18-year-old rule. So once those kids got to 18, they're off the list. Sorry, but it does save you money.
So 18 and you're out.
And you're out.
18, you're done. I'm sorry, buy your own gift.
I like that. You're forcing them to be like grown-ups.
Yes.
Like, yeah, well, Bobby, I figured you'd like that. I knew Bobby would be nodding her head to that one. That's for sure. Yeah, yes. I said it was controversial. That's kind of a mean.
Well, she's already
kind of a mean one, but
Len, she's already re-gifting her kids their own gifts.
Exactly.
I mean, this fits right there. Fits right in.
I can get behind the 18 thing. When I was a kid, we used to do once you got to high school. Like that's when the aunts and uncles stopped. Yeah, at high school.
Yeah.
And here's, I give you a tip though. What you have to do is you have to grease the skids. So you have to let the kids know, you know, when they start to turn 13, 14, you say, hey, I'm telling you, when you turn 18, you ain't getting this anymore. So when that happens, otherwise they get knocked.
Yeah.
And then does Uncle Len like slide a hundy into the backpack and be like, I know I wasn't going to give you anything, but here's $100.
At least my favorite ones. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, of course. You don't do it to all of them. That's a way that you can like, hey, that one is not amounting to anything. I can already tell. So this one I'm going to help with college books. That one, you can stock your own shelves at the grocery. Okay. Not that there's anything wrong with that. You can do that.
In just a second, we're going to get all your number one tips. But first, Doug, you ready to give us some trivia, man?
I've been waiting.
Yes.
Can't wait. Let's
see if we can find out who is one step closer to winning our year-long trivia question. Here's what's going on if you're new to this show. Our three main contributors, Mr. Penzo, Mr. OG, and also Paula Pant, who made a surprise appearance today. Bobby, you're playing the part of Paula, which she is not here, which now she went bye-bye again. Bobby, we've got some good news and bad news about how you're doing in this year's competition. Do you want the good news or the bad news?
Always the good news.
The good news is you get to guess last. So you're going to find out what Len and OG have to say before you have to guess. Ready for the bad news?
No, just skip the bad news.
Well, I think we got to give you the bad news, which is
I don't want the bad news. Just don't tell me.
Paula's in last place. I hate to tell you that.
I didn't hear you.
But this is a good thing, Bobby, because this means you can now rescue Paula's year. Paula has 13. Len and OG have 15. We got a couple weeks left. So time for that big surge. And Bobby's here to make sure that Paula gets in the game. All right. That's where we're at. We're going to find out who gets one more point here. Doug, let's do some trivia.
Hey there, Staggers. I'm Joe's mom's neighbor, Doug. Did you know Amanda Seyfried was born on this date in 1985? Who's Amanda Seyfried, you say? Well, among her many fantastic roles, She played Sophie in Mamma Mia, OG's favorite movie based on the music of ABBA. Nearly 50 years ago, ABBA hit the charts with Waterloo in 1974. Ever since, they've captured the hearts of the world and become a major part of my shower routine. You're welcome for that visual. ABBA is made up of four people now old enough that you definitely don't want to envision them in the shower. You know, unless that's your thing. Hey, everybody knows this is a judgment-free basement, so just let it go, Len. Just let it go. In fact, let's make that today's trivia question. No, not what they look like in the shower. Just stop it. Jeez, here's the question. If you combined the ages of all the members of ABBA, how old would they be collectively? I'll be back with an answer after we hear our panel overshare their thinking process.
Happens every week. I'm sure we're not gonna break that string. Mr. Penzo is the returning champion. You have the honor of going first. All the members of this bajillion record-selling band.
Yeah. Oh, well, let's see. There's four, right?
There's
four. Sure, there's four of them.
Yep. So,
I have no freaking clue. Let's see. 75 was their first hit song.
Well, he said it in the question.
Yeah, well.
It was 74.
74. Okay. So let's say they were 20 and 7 on average. I'm helping you out here, OG. Let's see. 20. So I assume they're all alive still. Okay. Let's see. 60 and another 6.
Carry the 1.
6 times 4. What's that? I'm going to say 66 times 4, whatever that is. 24, 264. Is that right? Yeah, 264 years.
264 years old, or years young, as they would probably say.
Yes.
Mr. OG, what do you think about that?
I think that this is an unfair trivia question because you're uniquely focused on a band that was largely popular when Len was alive, but not me nor Paula, which is baloney, what we call baloney. So you said they averaged 66 years old.
Well, that's my guess. I have no clue.
Yeah, I'm going to take the over on that. I think I have no idea who these people are. But
you've never heard of ABBA?
I have heard of it in the context of, I think that I've seen their logo because it's written screwy and I just don't understand it. So that is the entirety of my knowledge about the band ABBA.
That's not even correct.
Isn't it backwards? Like it's ABBA, you know, but at the B and A.
How could it be backwards?
Isn't the B written backwards?
It's palindromic.
I got that part, but is it the second B written backwards?
The second B is often written backwards, yes.
Okay.
Madam, my name is Adam.
That's, yep. Doesn't do anything for me. So anyways, back to the point at hand.
You're sending out an SOS right now, aren't you?
I don't know what that is either.
He's the dancing queen on this answer, Len.
So, yes, 100%. I'm going to say 75, so I'm going to make my number an even 300, but I'm going to subtract one and make it 299.
299. I feel like it's a price that's right.
Wait, I have a question.
Yes.
Is it closest without going over, or is it just closest?
No. Yeah, we got rid of the without going over rule.
Tell Bobby listens to the show a whole bunch.
There were so many people that got upset
just
about
3 years
going
we've
over
done it this way now.
That we did not do. And Bobby, you've been on since then too. So
I know, but I'm getting old.
Bobby just
know.
Blocks her memory because she's
so wait, said this so was wait, her favorite.
The answer were 300, and what was the other one?
299.
It's 299 and 264, but Bobby's too busy recycling her kids' gifts
so
to
it's
pay attention
closest.
To this.
I think it's close to 299. So I'm going to say 298. If I say two, awesome. wait, I want to say, if I say 298 and it's like anywhere.
Just closest to.
If
it's closest to.
Because I'm confused.
Yes. If it's halfway then between 264 and 298 or less, you're going to win.
Yeah. So that's my best odds, right?
Well, unless they're older, then your best odds would be 300 or over.
I don't think they're older than.
Than 299. All right.
No, I don't think they're older than 75. No.
Well, there they are. We got them locked and loaded. We would tell you who wins, but we don't play that way. We'll be right back. We all have smartphones and we all know they're pretty amazing. but they can also be amazingly distracting, especially when we're around other people. Oh, God. So U.S. Cellular wants us to reset our relationship with our phones by putting down our phones for five. That's right. U.S. Cellular, a company that sells phones, wants us to put down our phones and to see what we find. Learn more at uscellular.com/builtforus.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Len, you kick this thing off with, you think they're spry based on your answer versus Bobby and OG. You said collectively ABBA is 264 years old. You like your chances here?
I actually do. Hopefully they were young when they had their first hit. But if they didn't, then I'll have to, it's probably Bobby or OG.
OG,
so I'll ask the 8-ball. Let me ask the 8-ball real quick. 8-ball, is this mine for the win? Let's see.
Cannot be found at this moment.
Yeah, well, whatever.
I love this preview of our annual 8-ball episode, and the 8-ball's already just noncommittal about where it's going.
He's got to practice still. It's still preseason.
We got a month to warm it up. OG, 299. You got the upside. If they're really old, you got it.
I have a sneaky feeling I'm going to get screwed again somehow.
Bobby?
Yeah, I don't think that they're over 70. I think they're like in their early 70s.
You were feeling, and if they are, then I think you might be closest. But
I feel like they were like in the early 20s. Because when you look at the video of them, they're like very couple. I think they were like two couples. I think they were like very coupled up. I don't feel like they look like young teenagers. I feel like they look like early 20s.
Well, guess what? We're about to find out, Mr. Doug.
Stackers, I'm noted Swedophile, expert Volvo mechanic, and professional IKEA furniture assembler, Joe's Mom's Eat Neighbor Doug. Not only has birthday girl Amanda Seyfried made millions, reportedly her net worth is $12 million according to the Ivy League financial analysts over at CelebrityNetWorth.com, but the band ABBA has also raked it in. The band, by the way, got its name from a palindrome of the band members' first names, which means there are four people in the band. The band members are, and this ought to be fun, listening to me pronounce these names, Anifrid Lingstad, who's 76, Bjorn Christian, I think that word is uvula, who's 76, we got there. They got the Guren Bror Benny Andersson. He's got a lot of S's in that last name. Andersson. He's 74. And then the easy one I already got out of the way. Agneta Aze Farfignugen, who's 71. For those of you who, like OG, have trouble adding numbers in your head, their ages are a total of 297, which means Bobby is our winner.
My God.
Bam. More importantly,
I thought they were younger than that. Bobby, I just was covering it because of the odds.
Missed it by one,
like
Bobby.
200 Doug.
Two weeks in a row. Just totally hosed on this. Is such horse crap. Bobby had no idea and just totally, so I could have said 692. She would have said 599. She said whatever number. I said minus one.
I would have.
God, yeah. Bless America.
You know what's fantastic is we have
nothing is fantastic.
Is he like this on the golf course, Doug?
I've seen worse actually on the golf course.
he can do better. That means, Bobby, that you have brought our friend Paula Pant one away from being in this tie, and we only have a couple weeks to go. So we are coming down to the wire, and man, is it tightening.
Joe, I think what you're going to find is that Paula will not be a guest on the show for the remainder of the year because her sit-ins are doing way the F better than she is.
I want to know what cradle robber brought like a kid 4 years younger than them to this band. Like, hey, I'm 20. You know what we should get? We should get a 15-year-old here. That would be awesome. Like, okay, dude, chill. We can't have a 15-year-old. It's against the rules.
Great singer.
It doesn't matter. Fantastic. Bad idea.
Well, guys,
God, I'm so angry. I'm going away. I'm going home. This is baloney for the second week in a row.
So here we go into the second half of the show. And welcome to the second half of this party. Here we're going to get everybody's number one, and we're also going to get some of our members of our Fireside Live audience, see if they have a great way to survive the holiday with their budget intact. But I think we'll save our guest of honor for last, which means, and OG's gone first every time with his first number one and second number one. So Mr. Penzo, kick this off. Your number one best tip to save money, save your wallet during the holiday season.
I think this is a good one, really. Don't just shop during the holiday season. I mean, I know they say there's sales and, you know, but if you shop all year long, if you're looking for those sales all year long, you can much better take advantage of low prices when they come up. So have gifts in mind all year long. And when something comes up that's on sale, snag it then and hold on to it.
Great idea. My mom started doing that maybe, I don't know, 10 years ago. And now I remember going to her in October and saying, hey, you know, my son really wants this. She's like, well, I bought it back in February. It's already bought. But it was always something that he really wanted so she could focus on the good stuff. And then to your point, wait for sales. And now, Len, there's technology that helps you find out when it's on sale, right? There's alerts.
Yeah. And don't ask me what particular apps are, but I definitely know there are things out there that will alert you for when there's a lower price out there. So
that's
one thing that everybody can default to is post holiday. I mean, it's kind of ironic, but maybe it's not ironic, but right after the holiday is when lots of things go on sale because the stores are stuck with stuff they didn't sell and they got to get rid of it. So
give your friends and relatives all the stuff nobody wants that's on sale.
There you go.
Day afterwards. Can't figure out why that lime green sweater that goes with nothing didn't sell. Mr. OG, that was yours. No, that was Len's. OG, how about yours, my friend?
This is the number one one. The number one, number one?
This is the number one, number one. This is the best of your number ones.
I thought Bobby's was pretty good about re-gifting. I've got one that even trumps that. And I'm just going to say no, just say no, just say no to gifting. And you can always use COVID as an excuse. Yeah. The economy is COVID. We just can't participate. We just can't do it right now. So, you know,
yeah. Have you tried that?
No, of course not. Well, that's nothing that I would do. I'm just saying other people.
How do you know it's a great idea then?
No, yes, we have. In several years ago, we bought, we kind of got out of over our skis, I think is the phrase that you would use, when we bought our first house. And
way back when. Yeah.
Yeah. Bought our first house. And then subsequently, right on the heels of that, you have to have a new car to park in the driveway of your new house. Like basically, they wrote an entire book of Rich Dad, Poor Dad about me. I did all the stuff.
You are poor
everything.
Dad.
Everything. Yeah, not the rich dad part. But yeah, there was a year where we're just like, yeah, we just can't do it this year. We're not, well, you know, we'll have everybody over, we'll host dinner, you know, but we're just not going to have any gifts. And I think that if you are just very matter of fact about it, I mean, I don't know that you can throw this, you know, nuclear bomb out there every year, because then you'll get a reputation. But if every so often, you know, because of what's going on in your world, you just don't think it's a good money decision to be giving stuff away. It's okay to say it, especially now. And if you want to be a little bit of Scrooge McDuck and just be like, yeah, I don't really want to do this anyway, then you can drop the COVID word and call it a day. But
Oh, gee, you know, there's a much smoother way to do this, and you won't. All you have
never
to
never answer the phone.
No, take the 18-year-old rule and say, hey, folks, this year we're upping the age limit to 79 or 85, and then nobody will qualify.
Yeah, that would be one way to do it.
I got to tell you that I when I was a financial planner, I had these clients. I still remember, I'll just give you their first names, Russell and Deborah. And they really were against it with their debt load. And we were meeting about this time. And so one big thing that we did was planned out their holiday season. And they went, to your point, OG, they went to all the relatives and they said, hey, we love hanging out. We'll come do all the stuff, but we're not giving gifts this year. And they just told everybody ahead of time. And it made it less.
Very matter of fact.
It made it so it wasn't uncomfortable for anybody. And you know what they said? We took a break the 2 weeks, you know, from developing the plan. We took a break during the 2 weeks around the holidays, met with them in early January. And they said they had the best holiday season they'd ever had because they focused on all the family. They focused on the things going on in their community. They went to these free things. They enjoyed each other's company. And there wasn't all of the pressure to buy all this crap.
Yeah, I would say that for us, it was the exact opposite. Like, I hated it so much that I was like, never again will we be in this spot.
Oh.
I mean, which is also a good outcome.
Yeah, it was motivational. You
know, 100%. Like, yeah. I was like, this is, I don't want to be the person who shows up without like a big bag of toys. Like, that's, I like that too much to ever put myself in this position again. So
it's funny, Doug, because when we talk about OG and he said he wants to be the person with a big bag of toys, I always look at him and I think he's a little Santa Clausy, don't you?
He's got that jolliness about
with that
him,
physique. Yeah, yes. Right.
Yeah, and the rosy cheeks and the red nose. Oh, sorry, that's the drinking.
I thought you were gonna say something about a big bag of toys. Like, yeah, there's nothing that you won't spend money on.
Right. Well, that too.
Xbox? Yeah, I should have one of those.
Yes, I need that. Sure.
Maybe.
Bobby, you've got the winning one, I'm sure.
Oh, I think these were hard to beat. And I like them. I see both sides of what OG was saying. I mean, I definitely think that there's some relief sometimes when you say to someone, let's just not give physical gifts this year. Let's just hang out. I think the other person is sometimes relieved. I mean, I give my kids advice when they feel pressure to like go to all these trendy restaurants with their friends. I'm like, you know, maybe you should just say, oh, I'm on a budget. Let's go somewhere cheaper. And the friends like back channel message them like, thank you for saying that. I didn't want to go there either. You know, so it's sometimes it actually lets other people off the hook. If you think of it, like if you think someone else is having a rough year, maybe just say to them, you know, do you want to not do gifts separately? I'm saying there's a flip side to that.
I always just point out when I don't want to give gifts, I'm like, no, it's not me. It's Bobby. Bobby said we shouldn't give gifts. And I just blame you.
I'm just going to leave that there, Joe. Anyway.
All right.
My point being, be sensitive to other people's budgets too. Like other people might want to get off the hook. So if you know someone that's kind of, you suspect maybe not having the best year, maybe you say to them, let's just hang out. Let's do drinks, not dinner, or whatever it may be. So I always say to be, you know, don't feel like you're always the cheap one. Maybe somebody else needs you to let them off the hook. So anyway,
yours.
My actual tip is that you should, you know, use your mileage and credit card points to buy things. You can buy gift cards, but you can also use the gift cards to buy things, to then buy items if you want to give an actual thing, not just a gift card. But you probably, if you go through all of your credit cards and you probably haven't traveled as much as you usually do, you might have some nice balances there. You might have travel credits from before that you can convert to something else that you can give someone that kind of gift. Maybe your travel credits can go to fly someone in to see you that maybe couldn't afford to fly in to see you, to be part of a bigger family celebration, that kind of thing. But really look at what you have in terms of points and mileage in those accounts and see how you can leverage that. And that is my suggestion, my number one tip.
I love that, Bobby, because, and especially last year in 2020, Cheryl and I completely did that because we didn't really go anywhere, right? And I was still spending some money, so I still had these points, and I had some points that were going to expire, and then I realized that I could buy gift cards with them, and we were big on the gift card thing last year for that very reason. So great. Yeah, that is fantastic. All right, if you are hanging out with us here on Fireside and you've got a good idea to save your wallet during the holiday season, feel free to come on board. And you know what? I am so thrilled. She's been on the show several times, but she's also hanging out with us. The woman who not only writes a lot of our show, but also is a fantastic financial guru herself. Paulette, do you call yourself a guru? Paulette Perhatch is here.
I absolutely do not call myself a financial guru. I call myself someone who has to cling to financial gurus. I guess I know a lot now from hanging out with the buddies. I know more than I used to know. I'm doing better. But I did have in my envelope system software that whole like Christmas budget with the monthly thing. And I was like, this is going to be great. December is going to come around. I'm going to be like, here it is. And then it was summer in Seattle after a pandemic. And I spent it all on mojitos and party times. So Aunt Paulette's broke again this year. So, but I actually really love making presents. And I have three specific examples of things that don't suck to make people. One of my favorite was glass etching. There is a liquid glass etching that you can do, and you can get these kind of rubber stencils. And I got mugs for people for literally $3.
Wow. A mug.
And these stencils are just gorgeous. And I set up a table in the living room and I would like watch TV in the evening. And as I made each one, I would like think about the person, and it was beautiful for me and it was beautiful for them. Like everyone really loved it. And that was very cool. That was like one of my favorites.
And you made it, which yeah. really is a connection then.
Totally.
Can I get one with an El Camino?
A stenciled El Camino?
Yes.
You can look that up on Etsy, Doug. You might have to hire
it. Ouch. I was hoping for a handcrafted.
There's like, if you're going to like,
setting up boundaries. She's saying no.
Yes, I guess so.
And then another one I really love is using Canva to make a design and then make little notebooks for kids who are like elementary school age with their names on them. And those are, $5 each. And then my last and very favorite is Shrinky Dink. Ornaments.
Are they still around? They're still Shrinky Dinks?
I love Shrinky Dinks.
Oh my God. Shrinky Dinks are on.
That was like such a happy childhood memory. Thank you for, I did not know that. I'm so excited now.
Equally as fun as an adult, it turns out. and then you can make them like adult themed if you want. And they're so fun. You can buy them in like 8.5 by 11 sheets. And it's so fun. And then you make people little ornaments, and it actually, the way that it shrinks it, it makes your drawing look better.
Gets rid of all the imperfections. Yeah.
Yeah. But the trick is with that, you have to think ahead more. So if you know you're not going to have a ton of budget, like really schedule then the time and say like, okay, I'm going to need time to figure out what I want to do, get all the supplies, and then, actually do it in a way that feels nice and doesn't feel like forced or rushed.
That's fantastic. That sounds like, by the way, something that would make a cool basis for a party. I think you could probably do, couldn't you do like a Shrinky Dink and wine, let's make a holiday stuff party and make it a potluck, by the way. So nobody has to spend a lot of money on food, right? That's kind of a good rule. And everybody just brings a little something to share and put on some, holiday stuff on the TV and you're good.
We have definitely had a holiday Shrinky Dink party and it was super fun. People don't invite adults to be creative usually anymore. So when adults have a chance to like play and make things and be creative, they turn into little kids. And it's like my favorite party trick.
Yeah, but an adult themed Shrinky Dink party, that sounds counterintuitive.
No, I'm all over that. I want to do that. Yeah. Paula, next time you come to New York,
you do it.
We're going to have a Shrinky Dink party in your honor, and Paula's going to come and everything.
Was that joke that bad? Was that joke that bad?
This is the grinchiest Christmas episode I've ever heard of. Like, here's your hack for money-saving holidays. Have no relationships.
Is
this thing on?
Len had the emphasis on adult theme and adult theme and shrinking. Not good.
Yes. Yeah,
that's I got it, Len. I was
thank you, Doug.
Picking up what you were laying down.
Barely there. Paulette, I'll go home now. Thank you for the tips. That is fantastic.
Thanks for having me. And you guys are the best.
Everybody else, thank you so much for hanging out with us. All right, let's find out what's going on where you guys live. now that we have done, some great, great tips that you've given our audience. OG, what's happening with you this weekend?
Oh, just a continued streak of losing, apparently. So yeah, that's what I've got going on. Just going to go find something else to lose at by one.
Fantastic. And Mr. Penzo, you going to go somewhere and lose by one at LenPenzo.com?
You know what? As long as OG doesn't win, if Paula keeps winning, that's fine by me. You know, we can't have OG get too far out there. So
the battle is on.
I'm happy about that. Yeah. So sorry, OG. I really feel your pain. Not. Let's see. What do I have? You know, we've got the inflationary environment that we find ourselves in right now. I go over 10 things that today's middle class can no longer afford. You know, I'm sure that's news to Paula because she says you can afford anything. So, but I say there's 10 things the middle class cannot afford. So stop on by.
And it's one's the holidays, apparently.
Yes, exactly. Apparently, yes. One's the holidays.
Yeah. And that's it. LenPenzo.com. Bobby, thanks so much for hanging out. It feels like old friend day here on the podcast.
Aw.
What do you got going on?
You know, I'm working so hard on my store, grownupgear.com. I'm having so much fun. We have lots of new designs for the holidays. And actually, your listeners, please come to grownupgear.com. You can use the code HOLIDAY. And we have lots of different specials going on for grownupgear.com. So please check it out.
Speaking of the perfect holiday gift, Bobby.
Yes.
There it is.
It is. And also I have gift certificates. And if you spend a certain amount, it will change depending on when you go to the site. So I'll just say, look for the banner at the top, but you will get yourself a gift card. Basically, we have the buy a gift for someone else on grownupgear.com and you will get a gift card for yourself. So it's a win-win.
Everybody gets grown-up gear.
Everyone gets grown-up gear. Yeah. Absolutely.
Fun stuff. Thanks so much for hanging out with us.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Mr. Doug, I think you got it from here, my friend. What should we have learned today?
Well, Joe, first, the holidays don't need to break your budget. There's a good chance Bobby, Len, and OG said something intelligent that'll help you out this season. Hopefully you caught it. Second, according to Bobby Rebell, identify all of the people in your life with memory issues and re-gift them things you've already given them. Also, if you get invited to a gift exchange, just refuse by telling them you know they're going to get you some lame gift, so just tell them to save their money. They'll love you for it. But the big lesson? Maybe be careful buying your entertainment from a guy in the Kmart parking lot. I popped one of those DVDs into the player and turns out what I got was Oh Mamma Mia, which is an entirely different type of Swedish movie. Now that I think about it, this is right up Bobby's alley. Good news, Bobby. You just made my Christmas list. Thanks to Bobby Rebell for joining us today. You can find her podcast, Money Tips for Financial Grownups, wherever you listen to finer podcasts. You know, not the crappy ones, just the finer ones. Also, check out her cool gear at grownupgear.com. Thanks also to Len Penzo for joining us. As soon as you're done here, go check out lenpenzo.com/lasagna recipe. Today's show was written by Paulette Perhatch, who helps writers make sure they have enough dough to shop and invest with her freelance writer coaching. Find out more at thatwriterpaulette.com.
Welcome to the after show. This is the part of the show that doesn't exist. What happens in the after show stays in the after show. So we don't talk about it. If for some reason you have to talk about it on social media and your review, somebody just gave us a great review, by the way. Thanks to the person that did that. I don't have the reviews up, but they did mention dessert. And it's okay to talk about dessert. It's that every once in a while, there's a great portion of dessert as well. So thanks to them. Let's talk today about the holidays. And, you know, we talked about saving you money on the holidays, but we also mentioned that we've gotten some gifts that just aren't phenomenal. And by the way, these don't always have to be just your gifts or gifts just to you, but gifts that maybe you've seen that didn't go over that great. I remember I'd be playing with my toys right after I got them. I'm super excited, and my dad would make me get in the car, and we would have to go, mom and dad and the family, over to grandma's house, and I knew I was getting socks and underwear. Like, it was guaranteed that I was getting socks and underwear. And, you know, now socks and underwear, okay, maybe, always need those things. But when you're seven, socks and underwear were not my favorite. So, G, you got a gift that didn't quite ring the bell?
Oh, boy. I mean, obviously those things kind of suck. I have better memories than the things that didn't hit the mark. I know my grandmother used to always like knit us things, you know, which now, of course, I would give my left arm to have something for my grandma. But I remember that was kind of flat at the time. Like, you're like, oh, a stocking cap. That's nice. You know, and having watched my wife knit the same scarf for an entire year, yeah, she's not nearly as talented as grandma.
Not the reaction she was thinking she might get.
Yeah. You know,
or deserved.
It's like, well, it's more the memory of it now than anything. But yeah, like you know, I hated the get in the car and head to grandma thing. But I think mine is more about my birthday, because it's too early to tell everybody my birthday is coming up.
It is not. It's December.
Coming up. I mean, it's coming. Mostly I get screwed on that. So Christmas is always good, but my birthday generally sucks. So,
cause it's just before.
It's right before, a few days. You know, people try to like, oh, it's like a Tuesday. I don't have Tuesday off. I got Friday off. Let's go do something Friday. It's like, yeah, that's Christmas. Oh, yeah. Oh, well, anyway, happy birthday. You know, so I have more memories of that than Christmas.
Bobby, you ever get a gift that didn't really go over?
So we have
something regifted, probably.
Probably. Well, they could have been, but I will tell you, giving children who have parents that will then have to deal with this, living creatures that live in cages, like turtles, gerbils, hamsters, fish. You have now tasked the parents for sometimes very long periods of time with an expensive and often messy, disgusting task to take care of these animals. And it's hard. We had a turtle, guys. The turtle was very cute in its cage when it came. We had to buy a bigger cage and a bigger cage and a bigger cage. And the child, my oldest, went to college. And we still had the turtle growing bigger and bigger and bigger. And we didn't know what to do with it, because it never occurred to me the turtle would, I mean, it's wonderful. It's wonderful that the turtle lived so long. But it was like never ending. And finally, we begged the pet store to take it back. And they didn't want, I mean, it was like we had to pay them to take the turtle.
You had to pay them to take it.
It was like that. We didn't literally, but they were like, can you give us the cage? It was horrible. They don't want them back. And you can't just let them loose in the wild. Like, we, for whatever reason, we didn't want to do that. And then, you know, you have to tell the child, but like, what are you really telling them? Right. It's really hard. You know, turtles are the worst ones, because they just live on forever. Like the, you know, gerbils, hamsters, they kind of have a life cycle.
So Bobby's like, you know, the best pets are the ones that die soon.
Well, no, they're not. I'll tell you, they are and they aren't. No, because then we had to bury some in backyards. Funerals were happening when we had 6-7-year-olds, and they don't live very long. And then these children are devastated. That's horrible to do to a child also. So it's just, there's no win. If they live, it's forever. If they die, it's devastating. And you have like little pet cemeteries in your backyard. So don't do that, people. Don't give children living things.
I thought the story was going to end in, and then we had delicious turtle soup.
No, we wanted to find a new home for the turtle, but nobody wants a turtle that's getting way too big for the biggest cage ever. And by the way, they smell. Just so you know.
My son, one year from a friend, got a couple little hermit crabs. And one day we went into his room, Bobby, and there was only one hermit crab in the cage.
Well, we know what happened there.
No, we actually still don't know what happened there. One escaped. One was an escaped convict. Somebody,
I don't know if one escaped.
Really?
I don't know that one escaped.
You think one ate the other one? But there was no shell. There was no second shell. What do you think happened? It just disappeared?
I don't know.
Yeah. I have no idea.
The fish will eat each other. You have to be very careful with fish because depending on what combination of fish you put into a fish tank, things happen.
Yeah. Yeah. I would think that might be the case, except these hermit crabs had shells, you know, these hard shells, and the shell was gone too. Yeah. Somebody escaped Alcatraz, maybe. But we never knew. It's a question that's lasted 15 years now. It's unexplained mystery. I'm sure the unexplained mystery people are going to be at my house soon. Wondering what happened.
People don't do this. They give people little goldfish to come home from parties. When you have children, they go to parties. They come home with. Really? Think about that next time. Don't do that, people.
No. My father-in-law used to say, Bobby, that a goldfish is great as long as you have a working toilet. No.
I'm not answering that. Yeah. No. I don't do that. No, we would go out and you can't just buy, you think you buy a little bowl. No.
I'm not saying kill the goldfish.
Upsell. It's
set them free is what you're saying.
I'm saying fillet the goldfish.
I'm not saying any of those things.
You're cruel.
I'm saying it always seems like there's a 40.
And you think I would mean to re-gift you gifts wake that up, they didn't know they had?
I wasn't saying
you're
any of that
stuff. You're murdering their pets?
Yes.
No.
Mr. Penzo, get us off this island. Do you have one?
Yeah, this is the classic. I think I've shared this once before here, but it's a classic. We had a Christmas gift exchange, and everybody was in the living room, and we were doing the gifts. And one of the gifts was a Mr. Tea, not Mr. Coffee. Well, that's interesting. You know, it's like never seen that before. You know, you make tea. So it turns out the person that got the Mr. Tea was like, well, that's really interesting. I want to open this thing up and see what the heck, how does this thing, you know, what's it all about? So they open it up. They open up the box, the Mr. T box. And in the box is an envelope with the names of the person who gave the gift. It had the name on the envelope. This was inside the Mr. T. And then the envelope was sealed. And they opened the envelope and it was a wedding card. It was a wedding gift from like 20 years ago that the person who gave the gift had held for all those years. They didn't even open the dumb Mr. T to see that the people had put the wedding card in the Mr. T. So they didn't even realize it. So it was a 20-year
old. That is the best white elephant gift ever.
There you go.
We always had people spent a fair amount of money during the holiday season in one of our families. And I got a gift from a family member that was a book. And by the way, it was a book that I would like, and I'm not snobby and I thought it was fine, but the person tried to play it off like they had gotten it for me new. And it was fantastic. And they said, oh, I read this book and I knew immediately that you would love it, that you would absolutely love it. And I open up the book and it's a signed copy, signed to them. So I'm like, oh, you didn't read this book. You read this copy of this book. And then you gave it to me. And the bad news is there were dog-eared pages like all the way. And once again, I think that's fine. But as a holiday gift, when you're passing it off as if it's this great thing, I was like, really?
Okay. All about the presentation. It's all about honesty. If they were honest, that's fine.
Yes, absolutely. Just tell me, just go, hey, you know what? I think you'd really like this copy of this book that I read.
Yeah. Well, and not only that, they can also, you know, say that it's better for the environment to not get another book, that they've already read the book and they want to.
Exactly.
They're giving you a book that's yours to keep. It is a gift, but they didn't purchase a new one because they, you know, want to be better responsible for the planet.
Amen. There is a ton of reasons why that's a good idea. Well, this show's over, Stackers, but you know what? It's Military Appreciation Month. And that means that we've got time still for a shout out to members of our community, members of our family who have served our country. And you know what? Today, I want to give a shout out to two of my uncles, my Uncle Henry, who is in the Army. Let's do three. My Uncle Eddie, who is in the Army, and my Uncle Bill, also in the Army. And two of them served in Vietnam. One served in Korea. And a big thanks to all three of my uncles, my dad's brothers who served like he did in the military. And this Military Appreciation Month, Navy Federal Credit Union wants to celebrate not just my uncles, but they want to celebrate their members who go above and beyond. Navy Federal offers member-only exclusive rates, discounts, and tools to empower their members and help them reach their goals. Of course, you may be eligible for Navy Federal membership and you don't even know it because it's open to all branches of the military, veterans, DOD employees, and their families. They're all eligible, and I want to reiterate, and their families. If you have family, like I do, who served in the military, well, then you're eligible for Navy Federal membership. Navy Federal's employees are part of the community they serve, and many of them are military family members, reservists, or veterans. Here during Military Appreciation Month, Stackers, go visit NavyFederal.org/celebrate, and you're going to see all of Navy Federal's Military Appreciation Month offers. So many cool things they're doing for veterans. You'll also see all their other awesome 24/7, 12 months of the year offers. That's NavyFederal.org/celebrate. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.